following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Turn 121 of A Worthy Opponent, a podcast based on the Blizzard game Hearthstone. We are sorry we weren't here last week and are glad to be back. So when I am going to finish with the other part of me, which is the we, which is Autumn's Bane, also here in the studio. I'm finished babbling now.
You can rationalize it all you want. It's still a mean thing to do.
Well, I was just babbling. I didn't do anything on purpose. I have no idea what that card is.
That's Shadow Madness. It's a priest card, 4 casting costs. Gain control of an enemy minion with 3 or less attack until the end of turn. So, I think that should actually be the flavor text on just about every priest card, not just that one.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, that's a rare card, blue gem, and that's that.
And it's a priest card. Yay. All right, we have a crap ton of things to talk about today. So
I don't
even know where to start. One thing I got very excited about, Autumn's Bane and I were gone for a brief time and got back and loaded up the games. And it was like, all of a sudden we're like, well, I was like, oh my God, we have 10 extra slots. And I shouted out to Autumn's Bane.
Not 10 extra.
No, 8.
9 extra.
A bunch. 9 extra.
Because we had 9, now we have 18.
Right.
9 plus 9
is
equals 18.
Well, I found a whole bunch of extras. And at first I didn't realize it. And then I'm like, wait, this bar is scrolling. So I told you about it. And then you saw that it was true. Did you try any of those pre-made decks?
I just glanced at a couple to see what they were. But I haven't had time. We were out of town until a couple of days ago, so I didn't see it.
Yep, so I did play, just for the heck of it, I played the Shaman deck, and unfortunately it's a very, and they say it's a basic deck, it is such a basic deck, it just can't hold a candle to anybody who is playing, a deck that they've tuned and is their own. I couldn't win with it. So, yeah, don't use it. Tweak it. Don't use it.
Well, it's for new players who, I think this actually...
Yeah, I think that's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, for example, the Rogue card has a Nubarak, and I don't think I own a Nubarak. So, it's allowing you to play with cards you might not necessarily own. That's a good thing.
Wait a minute. A Nubarak, wasn't that from one of the wings?
Oh. I must have him then. Silly me.
Silly goose. I was going to say. Oh, yeah. It's got bunches of cards that you can play with.
But I still think it's true. I think they lay out the basic deck and
they
let you play with
from
the cards.
Yours.
Oh, you think they have some way of customizing a deck based on what every individual card collection has?
I don't know. If you've got a Nubarak in yours...
Well,
it would be giving a Nubarak to people who didn't purchase that wing.
Yeah, just for this deck, though, I think.
But then if you dismantle it, you lose the card? You see what I mean?
I guess so. Gee, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Not sure.
I'm glancing through them to see if they put any cards in there that I don't own.
But you own most of them, so that'll be hard to tell.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was very excited about the second page of decks. Also exciting is the fact that not only did they give us a second page of decks, but they gave us a new search engine.
Well, they upgraded the search engine.
Right, right. Let's talk about that, shall we?
You want to talk about that?
I want you to talk about that. I will listen with bated breath, or abated breath, however you want to say it.
Abated is the word.
Yes.
So,
I'm listening. Abatedly.
Abatedly. All right. So we want to talk about the
searching mechanism. How's that? Searching mechanism.
Okay. Hold on. I had it, then I lost it. So hold on.
Holding.
All right. Here we go. So Blizzard did a post on this, so you could find this on the web. But instead of just searching things like spell or minion like you used to, or the name of something like taunt, you can actually look for much more specific. So let's say you want to find some only cards with a certain attack value. You put attack, then colon, and then the number of the attack you want. So for example, they give attack colon 1, and I typed that into the search engine, and it gave me every minion whose attack is 1. Now let's say you want a specific health. You could do health, and the example they use is health colon 7 plus. It'll tell you all of the cards that have 7 health or more, because of the little plus sign there. Or mana colon 5 minus. Only find cards with mana cost of 5 or less. Now let's say you want a range. Let's say I don't want just attack 1, I want 3 to 5. So you put attack colon 3-5, and it gives you all minions whose attack is 3, 4, or 5.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see if you only find cards that you own a single copy of. That's a kind of weird thing to search, but they made it so you could do it. Just owned, not spelled with a P, owned colon 1, only find cards that you own a single copy of.
Well, here on the other side of that is if you want to see all the cards you may have more than 2 copies of, because you know you don't need those, you can dust them. If you type just extra, it'll show you all the cards you have more than 2 copies of, and that includes golden cards. That's a cool feature. That way you could dust, if I had 3 copies of, say, I don't know, a spider tank, I could dust 2. Or dust if I had more, you know? That's awesome.
Yep. And some people will dust the extra normal, and some people dust the gold one for more dust. But you could do that for golden as well. Type in golden, and it'll show all your golden cards. Type in missing, and it shows any cards you don't have. I like this one the best. Because
yeah, that's a cool
I'm
one.
Always trying to find which ones I'm missing, and I don't have to go into crafting mode and scroll from page to page to do that anymore. And
oh,
then
there are other features too. Okay, go ahead.
Like new. Show any new cards in your collection. So if you've just opened a few packs, maybe you've done Brawl 3 weeks in a row but haven't bothered looking at the cards you got, you can go see that.
And having nothing to do with the actual play mode of the game, if you like a certain artist, you can actually search by that artist's name and see all their artwork. You type in artist, then colon, and then their name, and it'll bring up all the artwork by them.
Yep. And so, there's others, like you can type in golden epic. You can type in extra rare to see your extra rare cards.
Ooh, like a steak.
Yeah. And you can even combine. You could put attack colon 3 space health colon 3 if you want to find 3-3 minions. It's really, really versatile.
It's awesome. And it's good for it'll help also when you're making a deck for specific quests.
Right. And you said you could type in artist colon name. It's really artist colon the name of the artist. So you could put in artist
right.
colon Alex.
Well, that's what I meant when I said name.
Right.
Artist colon the name of the artist.
No, it's like when they make you say I, repeat after me. I, state
I,
your name.
State your state name. Your,
right. Except you don't state your name.
So yeah, a very, very, very cool addition to Hearthstone is the new, not new, but I mean, you used to be able to type in the word new and you'd still see the new cards. That's been there for a while. But all the other things I think were just recently added and is very, very awesome.
Nice.
Yep. Yep. So excited about that. Also excited.
Except it's broken.
Why is it broken?
I don't know. I just typed in missing, and it showed me no cards.
Well, we'll test. We'll play with it later.
Mm-hmm.
Also exciting.
Oh, it only works in crafting mode.
Ah, there you go.
Let's try it
there
again.
There you go.
Go into crafting mode. Hit missing. It's only showing me missing cards. They're all grayed out, just like
of course,
they normally
would
be.
Of course, because you don't have them.
But it does isolate them.
Cool. So also very exciting is you. I was very envious because you had a golden hunter. Well, not a golden hunter. You do have a golden hunter, but that's not what I was trying to say. You have a different hero for your hunter. And
yes. Illyria Windrunner.
Yes. And other people, you know, spent money to get
Medivh.
Yes.
And
well,
Magni.
Yes. But I got Lady Liadrin, and I didn't have to spend a penny. How, you may ask? Well, why don't you tell me, since I already know? Tell everybody in our
listening audience.
You want
me to tell everybody how you got it for nothing.
Exactly.
Well, I've said this before on the show. I will say it again. Blizzard is excellent at marketing. They know how to get money out of you and make you nothing, and make you glad to do it. So, what happened is they've decided, probably because the Warcraft playership is diminishing since there hasn't been new content in a while, a lot of people are unsubscribing, including myself, just like 2 weeks
ago. And me too.
I finally unsubscribed because there just wasn't much left for me to do, and I was tired of paying money to do nothing. But they got me back in. Just as I tried to get out,
they pulled me back in.
And this is how. If you go into World of Warcraft and get a character to level 20, you will get the Lady Liadrin alternate hero face.
Yep. And if you like playing a paladin, it's cool, but I don't play a paladin.
My only problem with it is that it's not as pretty as
the
others.
No, she's kind of ugly.
Yeah, she is kind of ugly, and she's even better looking in the actual game. So I'm really not happy with the artwork. And I replaced my Magni. She's kind of grayscale and shadowy compared to the others. Illyria has bright, vibrant colors. So does Uther. And it looks like Illyria was designed in the same way Uther was. But this has a different style, and I'm not so sure I like it. But I have changed that face on all of my paladin decks so that I can actually hear her emotes and see what her animations are.
Yeah.
But people may be saying, I'm not going to go spend money to subscribe to Warcraft just to get to level 20.
There's more.
Yes, I was saying the more, but why don't you say the more?
Le more. No, wait, that's something else. What you were going to say, and what I will now say, is the way of getting it is I got it a different way than other people may get it. Our son got into his browser, whatever you call it, and loaded up World of Warcraft, downloaded World of Warcraft, and lo and behold, was able to play up to level 20 for no charge. Free to play up to level 20. Now, he hasn't been able to get mailbox stuff. I'm not sure he can chat or what's going on, but he can get attuned to level 20 if he tries. When I logged in, it gave me the ability, do I want to re-up for gold? And not realizing that I could have just played the character, you know, from level 0 to 20 without doing it, I re-upped, you know, resubscribed with just gold instead of actual physical dollars. So I was able to reinstate my account with gold, get to level 20 and say, hey, actually, I'm having fun again. I think maybe I'll keep playing. So yeah, they got me for another month. But yeah, our son is able to play without spending a penny, and we'll be earning that new hero.
So this is probably confusing to people who haven't played WoW before. So I'm going to give a little bit more detail here.
Yes, please do.
First of all, for several years now, they've had a free-to-play model. And that free-to-play model is just what you've described. You download the game, you don't have to subscribe or pay for the game itself. You get to play for 20 levels. And as soon as you hit level 20, you stop collecting experience points, because I tried to continue playing in the free mode. But you could also go and try a different class and play that. So as long as you have character slots available to you, and the cap is like 50, you could just keep making characters and leveling them to 20. Now, I don't think that's the most fun way to play the game, but it is something you can do. So, after I did that, I hadn't realized that you had gone and subscribed. Now, Black Lace said she subscribed with gold. People should know this. In the World of Warcraft, you can purchase something on the in-game auction house called a WoW token. This is a way of helping people out who have money and helping people out who don't have money. A person who has some disposable cash can go to the WoW site and buy from Blizzard a WoW token. They then put it in the auction house, and based on the going rate, there's some kind of mechanism to determine what that is. When another player buys that token, the buyer gets to use that token to pay for a free month of WoW. They didn't have to spend a penny, they just spent gold on it. Whereas the person who laid out the cash now gets like 40,000 gold that they could use on their character. So it's a win-win all around, but it fluctuates like the stock market. So what happened to me is when I first went in, I noticed I had some available characters for free to play, but I also got this message on the front of my screen that said, you can resubscribe for 40,972 gold divided equally among the characters on your server. So that's the trick. The character, if you play on multiple realms, make sure you go to the realm that you have money on. I started out on a realm I had no money on, and it did not show me that. So therefore, I couldn't pay 40,000 gold. After finding out Black Lace had subscribed, I said, what the hell? I will pay gold too. So I went to my server that had the most gold, and the price had dropped. So I got it for just over 39,000 gold. So yep, my characters are now missing 39,000 gold, but I am now subscribed for another month. So you don't have to have money actually to play WoW anymore, except for buying the initial games.
And you get Lady Liadrin the Paladin.
Right.
So that was cool. Very cool. Very smart marketing. They are unbelievable.
So people were asking, do you think they're going to give more characters to buy? I don't know. Maybe they'll switch it up. Make us buy some,
or
cross-promotion
put
the other.
Or put one in Heroes of the Storm. I mean, there might be one that you can get by playing Diablo to a certain level. I mean, this opened up a whole new doorway, whole new path.
It did.
You did. Very excited. Because I was wondering, I even mentioned a couple of shows ago, I wondered if they were going to be coming up with any new heroes. But they already had a paladin, didn't they?
Yes, of course they did.
So, come on, where's my shaman?
No, they didn't have an extra paladin, they only had the original paladin, Uther.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought, never mind. What did they have? They have...
Medivh,
the
Magni,
Hunter, Mage,
Illyria.
What's Magni? Warrior?
Warrior.
Okay, because I didn't buy any of those, I'm not paying attention right now. Okay, so now we've got four of the classes we can get heroes of.
Correct.
Awesome.
And awesome. The cross-promotional stuff is really working well. I had pre-purchased Legion, and I played a game of Heroes of the Storm for the first time since Christmas. And there is my Illidari Felsteed, or whatever it's called, the Demon Steed that you get in Warcraft, I now have in Heroes of the Storm because I pre-ordered.
Cool. Cool.
And when I went into Warcraft on my free level 20 account, I got a little pet called Nibbles that looks like the steed. And when I have the pet out and I summon the steed, little heart appeared over my pet because, look, mommy's out.
Oh my god, that's adorable. Okay. I didn't know that. Let's see. We have so much to talk about. Let's just briefly... clobber each other. Clobber in time. Very brief.
2 weeks worth or just last week?
No. 2 weeks worth is old news, so let's just do the last week, which was the Battle of Tol Barad.
Which we've done before.
Which we have done before, and just to reiterate in this one, magical creatures are escaping from Tol Barad, play a minion, and get a random spell of the same cost, but for free. I haven't really been into playing this week. I haven't been into doing much of anything this week. So I just played one game as a mage with my normal ping deck. One, finished, got my pack. It was interesting. It was fun because, you know, if I cast a 3-cost minion, I would get a 3-cost spell, and I think it was at 0, wasn't it?
Yes.
I don't think you had to pay anything for it.
Yep.
So it was like, boom, there it goes. So I did quick, easy, fun, got my cards, and left again. Did you do more than that this week?
Yeah, I played several games because I had quests for minions that I don't really have decks for. So I decided to do the quest that way. I don't know if you'd call this an embarrassing moment, but I misread the instructions. I just glanced over it. I said, yeah, we've done this before, but I apparently remembered it wrong. So I made a deck completely of spells with no minions, thinking that when I cast a spell, I would get a free minion.
Oh, it's backwards.
Yeah, it was backwards. So it was about turn 6 or 7 that I realized, wow, this guy's got tons of spells and minions, and I have nothing. Oh, I did it backwards. Concede, go make a new deck. And then I made a mage deck that relies on Flame Waker and Mana Worms and that sort of thing. And I won pretty handily. I also played with Druid and Warlock because I had quests to do those.
That was my go-to deck is the mage deck. And I was having too much fun playing this week's playing with somebody's deck to actually stay in there. I just wanted to play my new deck, which I call Chiba Hunter. We'll talk about that in a bit. Unless you have something else you want to say about the Battle of Tol Barad?
No, I think it's fun for a change. I really didn't feel like grinding out games with my regular decks, so I just kept playing that. And you know, it's typical. You either get beat real bad, or you beat the other opponent real bad. There were actually one or two games that went on for a long time. And, one of them included an embarrassing moment. Should I mention it?
Oh, if you want to do it now, absolutely. It is an awesome...
Oh, no, wait, it wasn't. Well, it wasn't in the brawl. That was my mistake.
Well, you
but
know
since
what?
We mentioned
You're
it...
You're there, and this is so good for people that may not realize that this will happen. You're going to stop them from getting embarrassed.
Yeah, so here is... I was playing against a rogue, and... I was beating the rogue, then the rogue was beating me, then I was beating the rogue, then the rogue was beating me. It was a pretty even game, and I had the rogue down to just a few health, and he goes and he casts Reno Jackson. I'm like, oh, that's the end of the game. He's got 30, and now he's going to come over and kill me, and... No, that didn't happen. So here's the best advice I could give you this week. If you're playing a Reno Jackson deck as a rogue, don't put Gang Up in there. Because he had stolen my Shield Maiden and put 3 Shield Maidens in his deck. Therefore, and he must have forgotten about it because he played Reno and nothing happened. And I'm waiting for his counter to turn to 30 and it didn't turn. It's like, oops.
And then he
conceded.
I
thought it was pretty funny. What was that?
How low was his health at that point?
His health was like at 4.
Oh.
And Mike, man, I hate that when they do that, to play it when it's only 4. But that's really a good time. You know, part of me was thinking, wow, if he had waited any longer, it wouldn't have worked. Well, it wasn't going to work anyway. So I don't know if this is just his deck or if this is a deck people have been using, but I have a Reno deck, and I make sure there's no duplicates. If you're gonna bother putting Reno in there, make sure that he can actually do something for you.
Right. And my Reno deck is your Reno deck.
Yeah, and I think some people, they play the odds. They figure, well, by the time Reno comes out, I will have cast those other cards. But you know, I don't have that kind of luck. My luck would be that duplicate card is the last one in the bottom of the deck, and I'm just not going to play it that riskily. Is that a word, riskily?
Riskily.
Yes,
I
it
guess.
Is now.
All right. So, yeah, that was an awesome, embarrassing moment, and it's just good to note, if you've got Reno, don't play Gang Up.
Oh.
Or just keeping track of what you've played. Y'all?
I should just say what Gang Up is for those who may not know it. It's a card from the last, was it the adventure we had? I can't read the watermark. Anyway, Gang Up is, I think it was Black Rock Mountain. Choose a minion, shuffle three copies of it into your deck for two mana. And it's an excellent card. I see rogues playing it all the time.
But not with Reno.
But not a good idea with Reno.
Yep. Going on from there to the playing with people's decks. A couple weeks ago, I played with one of Dusty's... It was Violet Fire's deck. And I said I had no idea why Shrinkmeister was in the deck. And somebody had said, you know, given me one reason for it. And Dusty sent us a quick little email, which gives us a couple more uses for him, which I wanted to share with people. One use of Shrinkmeister is to steal their stuff. Like Ringo in our chat room said, nothing like reducing the attack and stealing a Ysera or a Sludge Belcher from your opponent. Because, you know, working in tandem with another card, you're going to make their attack minus two. And once you do, you can steal it with one of your nasty priest cards. Also, something to bring into the Shadow Word Pain territory. Shadow Word Pain only can be against a minion with three attack or less. So if you use it against a five attack minion, you bring it down to three, and then you can Shadow Word it to death, or any of those pesky four attack minions that can usually hide from the priest, they suddenly go from a four attack to a two attack, and boom, you can steal it. You can destroy it. So those are two really good ways of doing it. Thank you, Dusty, for, you know, adding to the Shrinkmaster's line of defense. Because I was saying I thought it was useless. And now I have seen so many ways that it's not. So that's quick. Thank you for that email. The deck of this week is from Chiba Tank. It's called Desert Camel. And were we saying that the Desert Camel was kind of useless?
No, I said that.
Okay.
I don't like it because... No. I think I'm confusing camels. Desert Camel is the one that does what?
Basically, it can draw out a one-cost minion, right, from play, for you and your ally. And your opponent.
Okay, because there's another camel that copies Death Rattles or something, doesn't it? Yeah, it's the Desert Camel I don't like because it puts out a minion from my opponent's deck.
Right. If they have one.
Yeah.
Not work on theirs.
No, it's a raptor I was thinking of. Okay.
No, Desert Camel, I'll say something very funny about this in a moment, but let me just get up for a second.
Yeah, but it was the mountain.
Yeah, there's only one
camel.
Yeah, the Desert Camel's three casting cost is a 2/4 beast, and the battle cry is put a one cost minion from each deck into the battlefield. So this is how it's used. In this particular deck, you're going to have two injured Kalvir. How do you pronounce it?
Kavaldir.
Kavaldir. Thank you. Two injured Kavaldir, a Glaivezuka, a bear trap, two explosive trap, a freezing trap, two quick shot, one snake trap, two haunted creeper, one ironbeak owl, two knife jugglers, two mad scientists, two eagle horn bows, two animal companions, two kill commands, two desert camels, two piloted shredders, a Harrison Jones, and a Savannah, two Savannah high mains. So there's your deck of 30. Now, I did not have Harrison, so I asked him what the best way to get a what to replace it with, and he suggested I think Lotheb.
Okay.
I believe that's what he suggested Lotheb and somebody else, but I used Lotheb because I thought it would work, and it really worked well. Had a lot of fun with this deck. Won with a shaman instantly. Well, let me tell you a little more about the deck first. Okay, this is his email. Hey guys, it's been a while since I wrote, but listening. Okay. I have a deck that I've ranked in the last couple of seasons that I made after Autumn's Bane had Desert Camel as the flavor text spotlight and then besmirched our humpbacked friend. So here's my go at bringing honor back to our Avid Avenger. If you would like, I can hop on to help the pilot of the deck, but the idea is simple. Mulligan for the camel and the mad scientist. Or mad science. fight for the board in the first couple turns, but after that, let's see, go down and make them trade unless you get to a greater value. I'm not sure what was going on here. Okay, let your traps do the talking and your bows used to clear pesky minions over trading. The weakness is that the card draw is light, so sometimes you just run out of it so it goes to late game, and sometimes you just behave. I'm sorry, you just got to believe in your top deck that you will get the last bit of damage. Anyway, what he's basically saying is with the Desert Camel, you're bringing out the Cavaldir. And that one is the injured Cavaldir is a one casting cost with a battle cry of deal 3 damage to the minion, which if you cast it on its own, it becomes a 2/1 creature. But if you cast it by having the camel drag it out, it's a 2/4 creature. This card, for some reason, liked to just appear in my opening hands. So often I would mulligan, and then I'd get the injured Cavaldir, and it did me no good, because the whole point of the camel is to bring out that Cavaldir and have it at 2/4. So for some reason, I don't know, it was the RNG, the way it was working, but I was always getting the injured Cavaldir, and that was very upsetting. Otherwise, basically, with the shaman, I won against him immediately. I lost against a warrior that had Grim Patrons. He had 3 points left. I don't know what he did. He had 3 Grim Patrons, and then he grew them, and he had a 10/3 minion, and before I know it, it was all over because I just got Grim Patron to death. So yes, they still work. Was not going to blame the deck for that. This guy just had a really good warrior deck. Druid, my Indra Cavaldir, was always in my opening hand again, but I won against him. I won against a priest who actually called out a Death Lord and brought it up to a 4/12 on turn 4. So with that 4/12 on turn 4, I was able, what the priest had, I was actually able to come from behind and still win with this deck. It just took its time, took things apart, and won. It was beautiful. Unfortunately, the last game I played, I lost to a paladin who was basically a face hunter. I know he's a paladin, but he was a face hunter. So I did not do that well against that, but basically 3 wins, 2 losses, and I found myself playing the game over and over again and just really enjoying this hunter. So people, try it. It's a lot of fun. I have to say, what is that card? I can't remember the name of it. It's from the last expansion, where it allows you to change your hero to somebody else's hero power.
Just a card, Trueheart?
It changes your... No, it's the little guy who comes out. Oh, no, it amplifies your hero power.
Yeah, the one that amplifies your hero power is just a card, Trueheart.
No, it's the little Murloc guy.
All right, he changes it. He doesn't amplify it.
Okay, well, here's why I didn't know what he did. Because more often than not, when I played my camel, that came out on my opponent's side. I'm trying to find a... What? Murgle? No. Somebody
yeah,
in the chat
it's the
room?
Murloc. He's like a 1/3, and he, I'll find him. Here. Okay. Sir Finley Murgleton.
That
Battle
one.
Cry is discover a new basic hero power.
Right.
1 casting cost, 1/3.
Right. So he's the one who, if you're a priest, instead of healing yourself for 2, you're healing yourself for 4. If you're a warrior, instead of healing, giving yourself 2 armor, you give yourself 4 armor. So it's a good card that they're going to have.
No, that's not what he does. You're thinking of just a card, Trueheart.
Bah, humbug. Whatever
Sir
the case.
Sir Finley Murgleton, discover a new basic hero power. It's like...
Oh, that's right. You could be
they
a priest
give you 3
and take your hunter.
And
sorry.
You pick one. Okay, you got
in
it
in any case, you really want him to come out with a battle cry, because it's going to give you the choice of changing your hero power, and that's the only reason you're putting him in your deck, right?
Right.
Except when you use the camel.
Right.
And your opponent drags him out of your deck. Which happened, I cannot tell you how many times. It was hysterical.
Yeah, a bunch of cards do that.
I apologize.
They pull things out from your deck, but you don't get the benefit of the battle cry.
See? Casual. I don't know all the cards by heart. I apologize to any of you hardcore listeners who are going to send us 1-star reviews because of that. I'm sorry. Okay.
I'm on heavy meds, so I don't know what your excuse is.
All right. In any case, thank you to Chiba Tank for my Chiba Hunter. It's a fun deck, and I'm keeping it, and I don't have to dismantle it now because I have all these extra deck slots, which is
really
cool.
There you go. Isn't that fun?
Very, very
exciting.
It's
what we've been asking for 2 years.
Hey, you know what? There's more news, and we haven't even touched on it, and we only have 20 minutes left of the show.
That what? Hearthstone is 2 years old now?
Well, that. But there's a new expansion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the reason
the
reason we didn't make it headline news is because we missed last podcast and everybody knows already.
So I'll just go over it just briefly. The new expansion coming out is Whispers of the Old Gods. There's a new card back for that if you pre-purchase. When you pre-purchase a 50-pack bundle of Whispers of the Old Gods prior to the expansion's official release, you receive a terrific, also terrifying new card back. What's terrifying about it? It's got an eyeball looking
so
all over the
awesome.
Place. It is creepy! Creepy! Yeah, it is awesome.
So this is another one of those deals that people are going to complain that they can't get it unless they spend money.
$50.
But that's life. you want to get the cool stuff, you're going to pay. That's what a freemium game is all about.
Yes. Yeah, we'll have to see.
Doesn't help you win, so it's not pay to win.
Exactly. It's just a cool card back. So Whispers of the Old Gods has really cool cards in it. A lot of forbidden but not forgotten things. So
I guess I'll get a lot of them between that promotion and the 4,900 gold I have now. I'll be getting like 100. Yeah, so I'll be getting like 100 packs.
So we're going to buy 50, huh?
Well, that's what you said. Okay. And it's not like Magic the Gathering, where we could go out and buy a box of cards and physically split them down the middle. And you take so many packs and I take so many
packs. That's true.
This, we have to buy them in bulk.
We do.
Individually.
We do. And then we sit and watch each other open them up, and it's a lot of fun. So Whispers of the Old Gods, you'll hear basically a lot of the cards are zero casting costs and use your mana instead of casting costs, if that makes sense. For example,
Use your leftover mana to do stuff with it.
Or use all your mana.
Yeah, that too.
Yep. So, like, there's Forbidden Flame, which is a zero casting cost card. Spend all your mana and deal that much damage to a minion. So if you have, you know, a couple of mana left over and you don't know what to do with it, just blast something. Or if you have an opponent that has a minion that's just too big, use all your mana to blast that. Do you want to go one of the next ones?
Well, which one did you say first?
I said Forbidden Flame, which is really pretty card in gold.
Okay. So then we want to go with the Forbidden Flame.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at a different play style.
Very possibly.
All right, I'll just go with this one. The Legendary. C'Thun.
Aha.
10 casting cost. 6/6 minion, battle cry, deal damage equal to this minion's attack, randomly split among all enemies. Now, first of all, he does look awesome in gold, but the interesting thing about him...
Hey, that's his eyeball.
That is.
That's the eyeball on the back of the card.
That's right, and the interesting thing about this is that... there are other cards that affect him specifically.
Right. Twilight Elder is a card. It's a 3 casting cost, 3/4 card that at the end of your turn, you give C'Thun a +1/+1 wherever it is. Now, here's the scary thing. That could also mean in your opponent's deck. It says wherever it is. Gotta be careful.
It says gives your C'Thun.
Oh, your. I'm sorry. Well, what if your C'Thun is stolen by a priest? Then it's their Cthulhu.
Yeah,
it's not Cthulhu,
it's not yours anymore.
It's C'Thun.
Well, you know what this is. The whole old gods theme in World of Warcraft is Lovecraftian in its origin. They're all tentacles and eyes everywhere.
Correct.
And so...
Sorry, C'Thun.
So anyway,
this basically means is if it's in your hand, or if it's on your table, or if it's in your deck, and this card is out... At the end of your turn, that card is pumping C'Thun wherever he sits. Any of those three places. Doesn't have to be out for it to pump it.
Yep. Now, another card that also affects C'Thun is the Beckoner of Evil. 2 casting costs, 2/3. And it says, Battle Cry. Give your C'Thun +2/+2, wherever it is.
Uh-huh.
And that's a Battle Cry. That means if C'Thun is out on the table, you play Beckoner of Evil, you can now attack as an 8/8 instead of a 6/6.
Right. And if you had 4 mana and cast 2 of these guys, yeah.
Or
Cthune's gonna hurt ya.
Yep, or you could try it the other way. Play her first so that C'Thun is an 8/8 in your hand, and then you play it the following turn.
And it comes out as an 8/8.
And so that means he deals 8 damage divided amongst the minions instead of 6.
Hmm. As a battle cry. Yep.
Yep.
That's true.
So the more he gets pumped up before he hits the table, the more damage he does when he hits the table.
Yeah, that's an interesting two. That's a new one. Deal damage equal to this minion's attack randomly. Well, no, they're similar. There are similar things now.
Yeah, and there's more. There's,
but he has a 10 casting cost, so... Yeah,
what's the first card you read?
To get him out. The first card I read was the Forbidden Flame.
Okay, so there's two more here that also affect C'Thun. And... one is called Ancient Shield Bearer. This is a warrior card, and it's a 7 casting cost, 6/6 battle cry. If your C'Thun has at least 10 attack, gain 10 armor. So that means you really have to have a lot of C'Thun related cards in your deck to keep bumping it up that much, because that's 4 above and beyond what it has normally.
Why don't you continue on the C'Thun stuff, and I'll talk about 2 other forbidden cards after that.
Okay, well, there's only one more C'Thun one that I can see, and it's called C'Thun's Chosen. Guess what kind of class it is just by the name?
Let's see, it would be like Velen's Chosen, so it's Priest.
Right. So it's a Priest card that's a 4 casting cost, it's a 4/2, comes out with Divine Shield, and Battle Cry is, give your C'Thun +2/+2, wherever it is. So, not bad, a 4/2 with Divine Shield, and it buffs up your C'Thun.
Yep.
So this is risky, though, making all of these cards that affect a C'Thun of which you can only have one, and then somebody can just use a deadly shot and take it out with a single card.
Or sit there and... Well, the thing is when it comes out, it's still going to deal its damage.
Right.
Yeah, but you're going to polymorph that sucker. You know,
well, there's so many cards that can just take him out, and it seems like, oh, I
big
built
game
this
hunter,
whole deck. I
big
built
game
this
hunter
whole
polymorph,
deck.
The toad hex. Yeah, there's a lot.
So it's like you build this whole deck around C'Thun. You can't wait to get him out. You've built him up. He's at 12/12. He's gonna come down and just annihilate your opponent, and then poof, some spell takes him out. Polymorph. So it's risky. I guess we'll just have to see how it goes.
You're going to see it all over the place. Absolutely. It's going to be all over the place.
Yeah, so you want to talk about those others?
Yep, the others, let's see, we've got Forbidden Shaping. Again, it's a 0 casting cost. And this one, you spend all your mana to summon a random minion that costs that much. Now, again, that's a random minion. The Forbidden Flame, you get to direct the damage. But with the Forbidden Shaping, it's kind of like it's going to just pluck a minion out of thin air, and it could be from anything. Then the last one that they've actually let us know about so far is a 0 casting cost Forbidden Healing. Spend all your mana and heal for double the mana you spent. So you can turn around, and it could be the end game. You're there with 3 mana left. You spend 10 mana. I mean, 3 hit points left. You spend 10 mana, and you're suddenly at 23. It's a reset. It's a reset button.
Yep.
Just checking. That is a Paladin card. That's Paladin only.
I found another one.
Oh, okay.
I can't find these cards, like, all in one place. They're, like, all over the world.
Oh, I'm sorry. Forbidden Shaping, by the way, is a Priest card. That's the one that lets you summon a mana for a minion for mana. That's a Priest card. And the Forbidden Flame, That one, I believe, is a neutral.
Well, this one I'm about to read is a druid card only.
Okay.
It's called Klaxi Amberweaver. Remember the Klaxi? Miss Pandaria? Okay, the Klaxi Amberweaver is a warrior card. It's a 4 casting cost, 4/5 minion. And it says Battle Cry. If your C'Thun has at least 10 attack, gain plus 5 health.
Okay, we've got a couple more. Did you, did you do the Polluted Hoarder?
No.
Okay, this one's just your simple, everyday, basic card. 4 casting cost, 4/2 creature, and it's Death Rattles to draw a card. So, meh.
Yeah, the Polluted Hoarder is there with the Corrupted Healbot and the Validated Doomsayer. Did you see those?
No, I'm not on the same page.
Okay, I think these were actually the first three that I saw, along with C'Thun.
The Validated Doomsayer. I love the artwork. It's a crazed Blood Elf. That's all there is to it.
Well, why don't you read it while you're at it?
It's 5 casting cost, 0/7. At the start of your turn, set this minion's attack to 7. So it's a 0/7 when it's your opponent's turn, and when it's your turn, it's a 7/7.
Yep.
It's interesting.
Yep. Well, makes him tougher.
Makes him tougher, but priests can zap him really easily. On the priest's own turn, it would be a 0/7, so here's your shadow word. Bye.
Yep. And then there's Corrupted Healbot. For 5 casting costs, you get a 6/6 mech. What? Wait,
Corrupted
what?
Healbot. Don't we already have a Corrupted Healbot?
No, we have a Healbot. Just like we already have a Doomsayer. Just like we already have a Hoarder. These are different versions
corrupted.
Of them. The old gods have corrupted these, so that's why they have similar names. And the Corrupted Healbot, Death Rattle, restore 8 health to the enemy hero. So it does the opposite of what the regular Healbot does.
Did you already do the Ancient Shieldbearer?
Nope, I thought you did that.
Nope, 7 casting cost, 6/6 creature. So right there, you've got a pretty powerful creature, but it's a 7 casting cost.
However, I did that. Yeah.
Okay, because we've been just like flipping all over the place.
No, I did that one along with C'Thun's Chosen.
Okay.
So
gain
I think,
10 armor.
I think we're done.
Wow.
Yeah, gain 10 armor. Nice.
Holy yes.
So yeah. We could see the power creep here.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's really, it's the power creep is mitigated by the fact that most of these cards we've read affect a single card.
Right. But everybody's going to be playing it.
Yeah.
So, or building decks around it so that you can get around it.
Yeah. I mean, with Dr. Doom going bye-bye, Dr. Boom, rather, you know, here's the next thing to take its place.
Yep. So I'm very excited about this. Very excited.
I'm not. I need to see more cards to be excited.
Well, here you go, though. If you don't like this new stuff, it's very simple to...
Don't use it.
Yeah, not use it and play the old cards and play in standard.
Well, that's one point of view. The other point of view is if I spend $50 for cards, I want to get some stuff that will be enjoyable. And if half the deck is going to affect C'Thun, that's not very... not a good usage of my money. Now, if it's just these half dozen cards or so that affect C'Thun, I can live with that. But
Did you see the Infested Tauren?
No, is that a card?
Yes. It was revealed on a Russian... this is my specialty, digging stuff up. Just revealed on a Russian Hearthstone website was the Infested Tauren. It's a 4 casting cost, 2/3 card. It's got a taunt, and its death rattle is to summon a 2/2 slime. So it's a 2/3 creature with taunt that when it dies is a 2/2 slime. So the slime does not have taunt. There are better cards out there.
Yeah, Nax gave his card like that.
Yeah.
And it's a priest card.
Yes. Yep. See, you found it.
I'm looking at it now. Yeah, I just did a search.
Yep. Now, the other card is the Herald Volage. V-O-L-A-Z-J. They like just throwing letters together. He's a 6 casting cost, 5/5 creature. His battle cry is to summon a 1/1 copy of each of your other minions.
Nice.
Could you imagine that? It's a legendary, of course.
Of
it's
course.
Amazing. Because, and again, it's a priest card. Of course. So basically, if you have a, let's see. Cthulhu? No. What is his name?
C'Thun?
No. The one who, when all your minions die, they come back. Kel'Thuzad.
Kel'Thuzad, okay.
Yep. Basically, you can have a Kel'Thuzad out and then a 1/1 Kel'Thuzad. And when it dies, the other, Kel'Thuzad will bring it back. You know what I mean? Oh my gosh, the possibilities of this card are horrific.
All right. I just found the page with all of the different cards. So, yes,
which
I'm seeing
that. Which we will talk about maybe next week because we're going to draw our clothes.
Yeah, it took me half the show to see it. But there's just one more I want to mention.
Page. Sure.
Okay, it's called Hogger, Doom of Elwyn. It's a legendary. Whenever this minion takes damage, summon a 2/2 null with taunt. It's a 7 casting cost, 6/6 minion.
7 casting cost, 6/6 minion, and what happens?
Whenever this minion takes damage, summon a 2/2 null with taunt. So it's similar to Hogger, but better. He's
tougher. Wonder why
they
do that. They just redo a card. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, because this is the corrupted version.
Like the other one wasn't corrupt enough.
No, corrupted.
I know.
You know what it means.
I know.
So yeah, we missed a couple. But we could do more next week.
Absolutely.
And they'll probably be revealing more next week.
And once it's really out, we are going to do our normal type of show where we're going to dedicate to the cards themselves and just talk about all the pros and cons in our eyes.
Yeah, now, did you mention when the pre-sale starts?
I did not. When does it start? If you know.
I don't remember. That's why I asked if you did it.
Oh, in that case, let me see if they actually announced it.
They did. They announced when the pre-release
Pre-sale is already going on. I've seen people with those backgrounds. Yes.
Gotcha.
I've seen people with those cards. So yeah, that's already happening.
I thought I had read March 12th or something
March 14th.
14th, okay.
So started March 14th, able to pre-purchase a 50-pack bundle of Whispers of the Old Guard packs for $49.99. That's 50 packs for $49.99. So you're paying $1 a pack, which is pretty good.
Yep.
Your dedication will be rewarded with a terrifying, terrific new card back as the pre-purchase bonus. And that's the funky kind of looking around. And the funky thing is it's an eyeball, but the center of it is the Hearthstone logo, the swirl.
Right.
So it's pretty cool. And it's in great colors. Well, purple. There's some pink, but it's still
pretty. Well, yeah, there's some pink, but this is some pink I would put in my deck.
Yep. Very, very pretty card. And
I wouldn't call it pretty.
I would.
It's downright ugly, but it's cool. It's got tentacles and eyeballs. How is that pretty?
It's not a spider.
No, it's not, but I work in ophthalmology, and I don't think it's pretty.
Okay, I think it's pretty because I like the colors. I like the colors on this one.
Okay.
It's pretty. In a strange, kind of twisted sort of way. Anything else to say?
No, not really. Just, again, thanks for bearing with us. I had a couple of people contact me during the week through Battle.net and other sources saying, oh, we missed you. I'm glad you missed us. When I hear that you missed us,
it makes us feel good.
You're actually listening to us.
Thank you, guys.
So thank you for missing us.
Right.
But we're back. But had medical and other problems going on during the week, so we're back.
And yeah. Okay, so you can find us at awohearthstone.com or at hollowsweetmedia.com. You can follow us on Twitter at aworthyopponent. You can, let's see, Twitch TV, you can listen to us live. And you can also send us an email at awohearthstone@gmail.com. I have run out of people's decks to play with, so please send me some decks to play with. Likewise, give us your embarrassing moments and give us your plays of the week. You can listen to us on iTunes and on Stitcher Satellite Radio. You can find us on Facebook at AWO Hearthstone, Google Plus, A Worthy Opponent, Special thanks to Holosuite Media and the theme music provided by Awesome City Limits. And this episode is dedicated to Gloria from the depths of our hearts. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we will see you next week.
Bye, guys and gals.
A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check holosuitemedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Worthy Opponent. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.